westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm TLF, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Crypto.com transferred nearly 85% of Ethereum reserves to Gate.io in October. The CEO assures it was accidental, but Twitter is fraught with fear that exchanges may be faking proof of reserves amid rampant speculation. The exchange's CEO, Chris Marzalek, responded to speculation and said the transfer was done accidentally and had since been reverted. According to Marzalek, the funds were being sent to a new cold storage address, but were mistakenly sent to a whitelisted Gate.io address. Gate.io supported the narrative and reiterated in a Twitter post that the proof of reserves audit did not include the Ethereum transfer from Crypto.com. The firm also shared the transaction ID that confirmed all funds were returned to Crypto.com and they lived happily ever after. In other news, crypto exchange Kraken froze accounts related to FTX and Alameda. In a Twitter post on November 13th, Kraken said the accounts were frozen to protect their creditors and added it maintains full reserves and other users' funds aren't affected, likely seeking to stamp out fears from users that the exchange might face liquidity issues due to the fund freeze. A Kraken spokesperson said that it had actively monitored recent developments with the FTX estate and are in contact with law enforcement, saying it froze accounts access to certain funds, quote, suspected to being associated with fraud, negligence, or misconduct related to FTX. In other news, the collapse of Sam Bankman-Fried's empire was the talk of the town at this year's La Bit conference in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The biggest crypto conference in Latin America, La Bit Conference 2022, kicked off on Friday. The fall of one of the world's biggest digital asset exchanges and its CEO had everyone talking from the moment the event kicked off. By the time the big speakers hit the main stage on Saturday, there was even a rumor spreading on Twitter that former billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried had fled from his base in the Bahamas to Argentina on a private plane. That was false. The hysteria even prompted Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin, arguably the most recognizable speaker at the conference, to give a surprise early talk at his main event where he likened the disgraced crypto CEO to a 1930s dictator. Bankman-Fried, whose crypto empire went up in smoke this week, is now being investigated for criminal misconduct. So what are other exchanges and crypto businesses doing to prove to their customers that the same thing won't happen to them? Mexico-based Bitso spoke about the debacle. Quote, we think we know what happened through third parties and Twitter. Bitso Chief Regulatory Officer Felipe Vallejo said, quote, I feel completely sorry for the people who lost money. I don't want to make a value judgment until we see the facts. I'd like to see the facts too, Felipe. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.